Do you know what today is?
National Handshake Day today.
Is it back?
Hello there, pal.
Is that a good idea?
Can I get a fist bump?
No.
Come on, dude. Fist bump.
No.
It is National Handshake Day.
Shake my hand.
I would be proud to shake your hand.
Get a grip on a good handshake.
Hello there, pal.
That's a good, strong handshake.
Happy National Handshake Day.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I see a bad moon horizon.
What strawberry?
I see trouble on the way.
It's not trouble, it's strawberries. It's the Monica J. Show, and was I born under a bad mood? No, I don't think so. We need that moon. Controls the tides. Happy Thursday. Do you believe it's Thursday already? June 24th. A little CCR to get you going. Strawberry moon, bad moon. It's just amazing outside. Turned off all the lights last night and went outside and played ball with my dog at about 1 o'clock. It was perfectly bright. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Probably not for you, but I just always like the moon. I always wonder about it. Why does it rotate like other moons? Why do we always see the same thing? Are we special? I like to think so. You know you're special. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So love to hear from you today. Talk and text 884-9910. Got a lot of things to go over, including today's poll question. Oh, this is why I don't buy into the laziness of technology. I have Siri because the dumb, is on my phone. You're not going to see Alexa or any of that garbage in my house. And I'm not going to have a smart thermometer. And here's why. Should utility companies be allowed to control your smart thermostat and lower or raise the temperature in your home or office? That's today's question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, are all the COVID viruses over the last 20 years biological weapons? 68% of those participating said yes. 32% of those still have faith. So here's the story behind today's poll question. And this is so disturbing, but it just goes to show you what they're up to with all of these electronics that they can use for themselves. Ugh, scary stuff. So this is out of Texas. There's no Texas been in the news a lot. Texas residents say thermostats were raised remotely by energy company without their permission. Residents are claiming Smart Nest thermostats given to them. You gotta watch out for those freebies. Given to them by Energy Hub Electric were raised without consent overnight to 78 degrees as Texas faces a power grid shortage. I don't know about you, but I can't sleep at 78 degrees. I know. I'm a wimp. It's got to be 75 or lower. I know it's only a few degrees, but it makes a difference between being comfortable and, where's all that wind power that Texas is so proud of, or the Texas environmentalists are so proud of. So, today's poll question. So, do you have Nest? Do you have freebies that were given to you in the form of smart thermostats? Well, guess what? Just like the newer Ring models, you just invited them into your home. Alexa, same thing. Is it really that hard to just wait until you get home to turn the thermostat down or up? Or just get up out of the chair and go do it? This is how it all takes over. The convenience of life. Fast food. Fast junk food that I know I'm addicted to too as well. Anybody ask, you want me to go get Panda Express? Yes, yes, please. No. I look at that a little bit better than, you know, the drive-thrus, but again, that's just, it's the convenience. Why are we so addicted to our cell phones? The convenience. Addicted to all these electronics. Supposed to make it easier for you. You see the picture of new mom sitting there or grandpa rocking the baby. It's asleep. Don't want to disturb it. I find it very disturbing to just say, you know, Alexa, turn down the lights. That just freaks me out. But for so many, that's the coolest thing ever. Now your Ring cameras, the newer ones, hooked up so the law enforcement can tap in. Thank God I have an old one. It doesn't work with the new systems. But this is what happens. We keep changing and moving forward. And sometimes some of the old ways really were the best ways. Like milk in recyclable glass bottles. It's what they still do in Europe. Huge sterilizing plants.
Live, local,
free,
FM Talk, KKFT. Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Well, thank goodness there's an engineer in the house. We had a little disruption, and this isn't going to sound as crisp as I normally do, but here's the deal. We have a little charter issue, and we're trying to work that out, so here I am on lesser quality. So I hope you enjoyed that best of segment and a little bit longer newscast, but I am back by means that, by other means, let's just put it that way. And we'll continue on with the show because isn't that what they say? The show must go on. So if you're listening online, I just got this text from Tony. Any known issues with your streaming service today? Can't get the app or mobile page to work to stream your show. Yes. So we are having issues. But I really like this text that I just got. Hi, Monica. I think some listeners could really benefit from a list of Northern Nevada employers that do not require vaccines or masks. Tony. You know, Tony, I think that's a great idea. So let's do that. If you are an employer and you're looking for employees, of course, we have you know, the service that advertises here. But if you do not require masks, or more importantly, if you do not require vaccines, I want to hear from you. Because I want to talk about that. I want to be able to talk about that on the air. Because as I've mentioned before, you know, all of those nurses and doctors and the hospital staff around the country that are getting laid off because, well, they just flat out refuse to get the vaccine. I want to know so we can help people find jobs that work with their beliefs. And, you know, believing in the fact that it is your right, it is your constitutional right, I believe that's pretty important. Speaking of that, on July 3rd, the day before Independence Day, there's going to be a rally in Carson City in front of the Capitol legislative complex there in support of your American rights, of your God-given rights. So let's make it an Independence Day weekend, not just Sunday. Let's get out there on Saturday as well and let the powers that be, let them know that you are not going to take this lying down and you are going to stand and fight for your rights, including the fact that, well, it is against the law to require someone to have a fake vaccine shot.